gnome.
Oh,
can't
man.
Bring a heart of gnome. Now what the fuck just
crying. Hey man, that is a bummer. I know you heard, just like I heard. Just like the mutant miscreants are hearing right now, because I'm sure that you're already recording and trying to get me saying something salacious or pause-worthy.
Got him!
Yeah, anyway, well, we're already here at the top of the show because you were impatient and just hit record. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get into
live from just outside the ATL, shouty. It's the Shredhead Pod with your host, Oroku Saki, aka
The Shred. You are so very rude, Krang. You are back in rare form, back in regular form for Krang, I assume. Well, now that we're standing on ceremony, I am Oroku Saki, aka The Shredder. Thank you, Krang. And with me, of course, this week, who is usually with me, refreshed from his break, my friend and yours, the Mayor Krang. What up indeed? What up, mutant miscreants? And welcome to my parlor, said the spider to the fly. Man, we took him on a journey there. Yeah, we brought it back. I don't know, man. I'm feeling better. Last week, you know, we were a glass case, a metal case of emotion. With my brother Nagi being here, and being just as crangy as Krang could have been, and so no rest for the wicked, man. No rest. We're going to talk about the Knicks running game soon enough. But first, to just get off the point, last week was pretty heavy. I was trying not to be. I hope that we were hilarious. That Krang, I hope you had a nice restful time and that you were able to spend some time with your family and just kind of relax for a minute. That's right. If you get some time off and your old lady finds out about it, Krang, especially yours, especially Gina's, because Gina is very busy as it is, you know, and as soon as you are not making money, if you think you've got some chill time, Krang, you know what time it is. And so Gina, not missing a step, said, good, you're not recording. And then she gave him a honeydew list. And a mile long, and good for her, Krang, because you know her list was 2 miles long, and that's right. Let's always be fair here, Krang, because you know good and well, compared to what Gina does around the house, around the Technodrome, I should say, you know, it's double, at least double whatever you're doing, so. You got off pretty easy there, Krang. All right. We started at the show, at the top of the show, talking about obviously the Neptunes. Who are the Neptunes now? Is it one person, or is it two, or is it three? We are hearing now that Pharrell Williams, the Pharrell Williams. Is going to court against the Chad Hugo, and to figure out just who owns the name and like I would assume the rights to the Neptunes, and I think it's icky, Krang. I don't like it. I hate what capitalism does to art, and artists, and I don't know, man. I guess, you know, I'm just kind of yearning for the olden times where the Neptunes ruled the airwaves. I, in fact, just made a playlist called Sexy Neptunes and NERD, and now it just seems like as soon as I made this fire-ass list, I must have, apparently must have been making it for in memoriam, and so now I don't like it. And without knowing the particulars of the case, I understand that, see, it would seem to me that Pharrell has been overcome with greed, and I don't know. To be fair, I really don't know. I just don't like that the headline exists that the Neptunes are no longer, you know, and you know, we haven't heard them do anything for a while together. No NERD albums in a long time. The last one being, which one was it? It was the one that had, come on, Krang, help me out here. It was the one that had Lemon.
Nope.
It was the one that had Lemon with Rihanna. Fire ass song. I love it. But then that was kind of it. There were a couple other tracks. I don't know. We get our media too fast, I believe. So now I really didn't have I don't have much memory with that album, but I everything from In Search Of to Nothing, In Search Of, Fly or Die, Seeing Sound, and then I believe Nothing, where Pharrell was wearing the headdress, in Jamiroquai fashion, literally and figuratively. I don't remember liking a whole lot of, I don't even remember the name of that album. My goodness, Krang, this is terrible. Don't even remember the name. I'm already here. I'm going to view artist. Find it, of course. Lemon. No one ever really dies. Wow, that's why I didn't know. It was just called their name. It was just called NERD, really. Like, they really did try to slide no as one word, and we let them get away with it for so long. But yes, no one is two words. But what we really wanted Nerd to work, so we allowed it anyway. And this is the thanks we get as fans. You know, first you have Daft Punk. Jeez, man, Daft Punk broke up. See the serpent play man, rough. I don't know, Krang. And then Will and Jada. But you know, anyway. Stop doing that, Krang. You're the worst.
Got him!
Will Smith is going to slap you in your face. Whether it's your brain face or your robot face. I think either way, it will hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I guess it's just me and Krang, man. Just out here staying 20 toes down, or however many toes Krang has on, you know, his robot at that time.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey, man. I'm just telling you the truth. Shut up, Krang. All right. I'm now really sad. So let's talk National BA. Oh, Krang, wait. Oh, no. No, Krang, we have completely forgotten about Shay in all this. We're so wrapped up in Chad and Pharrell that no one asked what will become of Shay, and I've completely forgotten all about Shay.
Oh, whoa.
No, whoa. Not that Shay. I'm talking about Shay. Talking about the guy on the cover of In Search Of, playing PlayStation, crying, Shay, come on. You remember Shay. Oh, Krang, you suck. He's just the dude on the cover of In Search Of. Krang is just hunching his shoulders and acting like he doesn't remember the dude on the cover. That's their friend Shay. No, he doesn't just hang out. He doesn't just hang out. Shay, come on, Krang. You're the worst. All right, fine. 15 astonishing facts about Shay Haley. Shay being short for Sheldon. All right, here we go. Number one, Krang, count them off. Okay. Thank you. Number one, Shay Haley is a multi-talented musician known for his energetic state, blah, 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 blah. All right, Shay, a founding member of NERD. Now, these are astonishing facts, so I assume that we have not reached the astonishing facts yet, because I'm not astonished by these facts that I already know here. Okay, he's a founding member of NERD. Shay Haley has collaborated with numerous renowned artists, like Jay-Z, Kanye. Okay, I know that. He has a passion for visual arts aside from music. Shay Haley has a deep passion for visual arts. He worked on various art projects and exhibits showcasing his creativity beyond just the musical realm. All right, and I'm sorry, this is on facts.net /15 astonishing facts about Shay Haley / Anyway, known for his energetic stage presence. Did you know? Well, Krang doesn't know him at all, so I guess. Is involved in philanthropic endeavors. Cool. Shay Haley actively participates in various philanthropic endeavors, using his platform to raise awareness and support for important causes. I don't know, like what? They didn't list one. They did not list one. They said various. And I'm not, you know, I'm not asking for him to show me the check or anything. I'm just...
Hey, Tom!
Right, I'm not doing that. I'm not counting that. I just thought maybe if it's something that he is, you know, contributing to and, you know, supports and, what did they say? Yeah, using his platform to raise awareness and support for important causes. Just list the important causes and help him raise that awareness. Thank you very much. Bad job, facts.net. Very bad job.
Even you do clownery?
Yeah.
The clown comes back to bite.
That's rather ominous, but no, we don't need to do that.
Jump in the cat.
No, Krang. Stop telling them to die because this article is shabby. Shay Haley has won several awards for his musical contributions. Honored with numerous awards. Maybe you'll name some of the awards. This must have been written by a high schooler who just wanted to get this shit in, man, because right now this is dog shit.
Real dogs always return with
come on, Krang. No. I would not feed this to the real dogs. Or the fake ones, really, because this is bad. An advocate for environmental sustainability. There we go, we can read. I can read, guys. I can read. Passionate about environmental subs. Damn it, Krang! Thank you. Sustainability. Shay Haley actively promotes eco-friendly practices and supports initiatives that aim to protect the planet. Anyway, same. Krang, you gotta count it. Thank you. Shay Haley has a diverse range of musical influences. Maybe you put a few names up there. This is bad, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to rag on someone's writing, but like I said, this is... It's like... has a strong social media presence, okay? Shay Haley, though, who's following Shay, you know? Who's in the comments? Who's in his DMs? Come on, get me... Get me the info. Come on. Get me pictures of Spider-Man. Facts.net. Shay Haley's music has been featured in popular films and TV shows. You don't list any of those. Great job. bad job, Fax.
Even you do
crying.
Jump in a casket and get your dial.
I'm starting to turn the corner with you crying. They may need to leap in a casket, or at least figure something else out. Known for his distinctive fashion sense, okay? Like, his... I don't... Yeah, okay, sure. Shay Haley values artistic expression and authenticity. Join the club, brother. Shay Haley is constantly exploring new creative avenues. Okay. Not one to shy away from experimentation. This is great podcasting, by the way. Shay Haley's contributions have a lasting impact on the music industry. And then they have a conclusion. Thank you very much. Woof. And then there are some frequently asked questions down at the bottom. Who wrote this? I am going to rot. Okay. I won't embarrass the person. It was reviewed by someone else. This is bad. Anyway, Vax.net, and this was just recently updated March 4th of this year. So it's as of this record, it is a month old. So with all that said, I am growing concerned now that Shay Haley, I don't know what will happen to Shay Haley. So Shay, if you're listening, brother, and I know you are, if you just need some place to crash, I don't know. I'm sure you have money. But, you know, while you're getting over what's going on with your friends, you are more than welcome to come and stay with us at the Technodrome to get your mind off of things. We have plenty of space for you to play your instruments, your philanthropic endeavors. If you have like a club or something, they are more than welcome to meet here in our Technodrome. Thank you, Craig. We'll be right back. After these messages.
Master Shredder.
Yo, it's your boy V Mark Rob, aka Sean Matt Love, talking to you about We Should Do This Again Sometime, the podcast where we talk film, pop culture, and everything in between. We Should Do This Again Sometime. We're Kat Chinetti. This is the real through the lens of a new and bold generation. And where I, V Mark Rob, co-host and producer, guides you through a crazy journey of time, sound, and space. We Should Do This Again Sometime, where we talk love, death, sex. We talk talking heads, Johnny Castle being the goat, and where we shoot flamethrowers. How cool is that? We Should Do This Again Sometime. Check us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Rate, review, give us 5 stars. And if you love us, tell a friend to tell a friend. Love you. Bye.
Bitch, I'm telling you the truth.
Master Shredder.
All right. Let's talk some b-ball, Krang. You know, let's talk some hoops. All right. Women's tournament, the W National CAA tournament is going. Basketball tournament is going on right now, and it has not disappointed. It has been great. It's been fire. It's done wonders for women's sports, for sports in general, but especially women's sports that are criminally been marginalized and criminally underrated. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go out there and show them why they've been sleeping on you. And, hey, man, we're all in. We're all entertained. The Iowa-LSU rematch of last year went on to grab 12 million pairs of Iowa. I'm not going to assume that. 12 million households were tuned in, according to whatever the Nielsen ratings may be, and if you're using that metric. If you're getting 12 million off of a Nielsen box, that's really good, because Nielsen boxes aren't really, you know, that's not how they work. They're not the end-all, be-all. But if you got 12 million from just there, then there's no... Man, there are a lot of eyes on this one. A lot of eyes and ears. So, the Tigers of LSU went down in defeat. to the Hawkeyes of Iowa. Man, let's see here. Caitlin Clark put up a 40 ball, so there's that. You know, you can't. It's going to be hard to beat a team when one person is scoring 40 points.
Damn, nigga.
In college. There he is. There's Krang. Did you go get a sandwich? Did you get up and go get a sandwich? Is that why? Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to yell directly at Krang for that. But he's the worst. I'm so upset right now, Krang. I don't know what to do with you. Yeah, it's like a bacon and egg sandwich indeed. Anyway,
you trying to help you out, kid.
Shut up, Krang.
Your back out here, chief.
Yeah. Now I see. This is probably what happened with Pharrell and Chad, and now they just want to take everything.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah, I get tired of your shit sometimes, Krang, and anyway, man, that's my man. That's my man. You shut up. You come to the park with me, lazy nigga. Anyway, no. But for real, the real cretin of the week has to be Emmanuel Acho, bless you. I don't know how his name is pronounced, but, Mr. Acho, thought it was right for him to go on, and as he is a sportscaster, a pundit, if you will, for sports, took to the airwaves and had choice words for Angel Reese, who, after losing the game, the record-breaking game, said that it was, she showed some vulnerability after having to remain, her actual words were, "I just tried to stay strong. I've been through so much." And this was prior to her announcing, that she will be going into the W National BA. So shout out to you, Angel Reese. I really hope you're able to get all that you're worth, because if any time you are part of the reason that 12 million viewers tune into a thing on television, you should be getting paid. So get that coin, sis. Find, make sure that they are paying you your bread. Right. But on to H.O.'s, who in response, and by the way, has really stupid, media pictures. He says, "You can't act like the big bad wolf, then cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog." First of all, maybe find somebody within the same realm, you know, maybe you'll say you can't, I don't know, be a sheep or something. Do something a little more clever, because Courage the Cowardly Dog and the Big Bad Wolf, they're not even from the same. Like, come on, man. You weak. That's not very, it's, I don't know, man. I just feel like if you're going to try to land that blow, you're trying to go viral, maybe you'll say something pretty cool, I don't know, but. Right, he wouldn't know anything. He would not know anything about bringing food home for the pack. As he is not a real dog. And, let me see. Because we had gotten into it, right? And people are saying, oh yeah, he's right, she was deflecting. But others are saying, that, you know, no, you can't. You can't show the emotion. You have to be, first of all, she is a young woman in her 20s, if that. Do you remember how emotionally stable you were as a 20-year-old, just going about your regular-ass life, not necessarily being on television, not having to watch what you say because no one knew what you were saying, because most of you who are making these comments are making them post-social media when you, in fact, did not grow up with it. And so, The world is vastly different from when you were doing things. The world is vastly different from when H.O. was doing things. And by H.O. doing things, I mean failing miserably at sports. Like, it's fine. Listen, that's no shade. No, you're gonna have to give me... Yeah. He wasn't great, okay? He was a linebacker. And, he was decent in college, I guess. He was college decent. He was drafted by the Browns and did not, you know, we gauge success differently, right? Just as people, we gauge success differently. I understand that. But for all intents and purposes, for someone to speak on the name of someone else, you should have a certain pedigree, right? You know, Charles Barkley goes out and he trashes people all the time. But, you know, we can find old footage of Charles Barkley playing for a championship, being in the All-Star game, starting, not being cut. You know what I'm saying? He achieved a certain level of notoriety and success to where when he gives you a... when he critiques you, criticizes you, roasts you, there's a certain level of respect, and also that it's coming from a certain place, right? You know, so to kind of punch down when you're actually punching up is weird, because Angel Reese has already experienced more success in sports than Emmanuel H.O., right? Acho, I don't know how to say that nigga's name. Right. But, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is where he's trying to make his name, because he couldn't make it on the field of play.
Yeah, listen. That's right. Called motherfucking bars, nigga. Fucking play. You know nothing about
Krang,
that.
He kept getting cut. Like, he got cut. He was on the practice team. And...
got him.
Right. I mean, listen, man. Let's call a spade a spade. It's exactly like... This is the same thing that's going on. He is the black man on Fox Sports, so he's expected to be the Jason Whitlock. He's expected to try to... He's from Dallas, so he's expected to be the Skip Bayless, to make the unpopular call so that everyone gets all riled up. And this is exactly what... He's starting down this path, and Emmanuel H.O., listen, take the U-turn. Go the road less traveled, right? Try to be, I don't know, a empathetic person, right? Think of, so let's take it back to the George Floyd, around the time of the murder of George Floyd, right? Because when that happened, Emmanuel H.O. made the uncomfortable conversation with a black man or whatever. It's where he basically handheld white folks and told them why killing a black man in the middle of the street is bad, okay? And they ate it up, and he gained notoriety from that. And then he completely took that goodwill and tried to flip it into something where he is, this is not the first time that he's just been ultra negative when it comes to black athletes. Just watch him. But, I want you to know, Emmanuel, I see you, and I don't like it. I smell you as well, you know, so maybe you'd try not to be the next Jason Whitlock. Maybe you'll try not to be the next Skip Bayless, who, by the way, his last show, had 50,000, not 12 million, not 12 million, not 120,000, 50,000 eyes on it, man. 50,000 in the ratings, households, whatever. That's very, very low. I don't know if you know that, but that's those numbers are stinkers, especially for the time of day that Skip Bayless is coming on television. Everyone's tuned in to Uncle Shay. And good for good reason.
Whoa!
But yeah, man. Get your ass up out the paint, Emmanuel. Do better. Figure it out. Leap into a casket and get your dye on. All right. National BA. So the game we watched not too long ago, Jalen Brunson scored 61 points, and Wimby, I believe that was the game he scored 40, right, Krang? Or they won. I believe they just won the game. I know the Wimby's been just scoring 40 as of late, so anybody, if you're watching basketball, you know, beware. The tiger is tigering. You know, that when we were talking about him at the beginning of the season and wondering if he was going to live up to all of the hype and saying the likelihood that he would, he's here. He is a rookie, whether he's 7'4 or not. He is a rookie playing in mid-season form and not hitting the rookie wall so far. I believe that's Krang, is that insane? Like, he's 40, I think he was 40 and 20. And I'm sure everyone has talked to death ad nauseum about this, because when you're 7'4 and you start hooping and you're hooping sweet, and everyone is scared. So yes, you have to address the elephant in the room. You have to address the giraffe in the room at this point. That he is. Shut up, Grant.
Got him.
Thank you. I thought it was clever. But you have to. You gotta address the giraffe in the room now. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's about to disappoint. So, we're close to those Wilt Chamberlain days, I believe. Come on. Wilt was Wilt. He would be nasty at any time, just as an athlete. But considering, you know, his competition, now we have a chance to kind of see something like that in real life, you know, especially if Wimby, this is an open invitation for you to come and train with the Foot Clan, you know, just basketball, no more, you know, well, you can do martial arts if you want, you know, if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar can do martial arts with Bruce Lee, then damn it, Victor Wembanyama can come and practice the martial arts. The martial arts. I sound ancient. You can come and practice. You can practice all of the martial arts, I should say. Anyone you want. Valet Tudo. You know, we can do some. We can do some capoeira. Yeah, we can see how good your jitsu is. And I'm talking nin jitsu. You may be large and encumbered, but I think I could make a pretty decent ninja out of you, you know, especially in the forest. You'd be sweet in the forest because you could just pose as a tree for most of the time. Anyway, Victor Wembanyama, you, Shay, Haley, both of you guys, come down to the Technodrome. We'll make some things work. Over the summer, we'll get you a little buff. Everything will be legal. No junk, no substances. We will get you just a little bit beefier, you know, just a little bit, right? I know that may mess with you, but, you know, like, it's good to have some strength. So there, Victor Wembanyama is coming to the Technodrome. Krang, are you ready? Finish your sandwich. Finish the damn sandwich, Krang. And I can hear those chips, so they better not be getting picked up. Crunching ass. I can't stand the thing.
Got him!
Anyway, the cretin of the week is Krang.
No, you cretins!
Uh-huh.
Bite yep. My shiny metal ass.
You, if it would ever stop expanding, Mr. Bacon and Egg Sandwich in the middle of the podcast. We've only been recording for 26 minutes. Have some shame. Anyway. Shut up. You're really going to be, you know, poke you in the belly and you'll giggle, you old weirdo. Anyway. Man, Krang, I think I'm ready to... No, Krang is like... Krang is pointing at himself. He's saying that I got him. Great. Shred commendation. If you can find it, go on Spotify and find Sexy Neptunes and Nerd. Sexy Neptunes and Nerds, the soundtrack that I've built with my own mind. The old Chrome Dome putting together thoughts and ideas. I think this is enough, Krang. You know, you're obviously hungry. And I really just wanted to get my feet wet again. Thank you all for your patience. Thank you all for hanging out with your boy and your well wishes and those things. Shout out to Nagi. It was great to see you again, brother. And I will see you soon. And I'll see you, mutant miscreants, at some point. I don't know. I'm not making any promises. Hey, man. I say, hey, man. There we go. Ninja, vanish. Some try to play me like the Knicks. Truth like a piece of Lukey's, I hang out the shit. Cut me deep, baby, you fillet me like a fish. Get you everything you ask for, a genie with a wish. Play me like a simp, or pay me like a pimp. Met your little boyfriend and he was begging for a pick. Yo, yo, for real, it's all fun and games. To my nigga named Ryan, come through with a thing like bang, bang.
This is a Hyphen Podcast production.
Are you not entertained?